Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Welcome to the 2018 Garden Goals Challenge from the Organic Gardener Podcast. Day number 4. It's research time. What do you need to accomplish your goal? So what supplies are you going to need? Where are you going to get them? Is your goal to plant heirloom tomatoes? Where are you going to get your seeds? There are some great places to get heirloom seeds anymore. The Good Seed Company has them. Mike's White Harvest Seed Company. I just interviewed Mike Knox, has some. Siskiyou Seeds. I talked to Don Tripping, who has some. There's Seed Savers Exchange. The Bountiful Gardens website had heirloom tomatoes. They are not selling seeds this year, but their site has tons of. And in the free garden course, I put tons of resources for where to get seeds, and I'll copy those into the show notes. Do you have a catalog? Or are you going to look online? You know, my favorite place to get seeds is the Good Seed Company from Robin Kelson here in Whitefish, and their catalog is all online. They've got great shipping, great deals for you. So, you know, do some research. Where are you going to get your seeds? Have you ordered catalogs? If you haven't ordered them, you might want to look online. Have you picked out varieties that are acclimated to your climates? Do you already have your seed packets? You know, if you've already got your seed packets, then you want to start looking at what are your harvest dates? What's the date to maturity? Can you start marking on your calendar when each variety needs to get planted? I mean, are you that far ahead, or are you just getting your seeds? You know, what seeds do you need? Is your goal to sell microgreens at your local restaurants? Have you made a list of restaurants in your area? Have you spoke to the chefs? Have you found out what their needs are? Is there a special herb they would like you to produce also? Are you going to install a new automatic water system? Do you know somebody who has a water system? Is there a local sprinkler service that can help? Are you going to do it yourself? Mike worked on this garden for this woman this summer, and she had a really cool, super simple system, although the sprinkler guy, I guess, is who Mike said put it in. But you can get some really neat water systems anymore. Are you wanting to plant sweet potatoes? There's a great video on Johnny Slick's seed site, or maybe they also have a great video on bringing in some beneficial insects. When I talked to Amelia Simmets from Billings, I mean, she talked about growing sweet potatoes. There are some great sweet potato videos on YouTube. So it's time to do some research. What do you want to know? And once again, if you need help from Mike and I, if you have any questions, if there's anything you want to know, let us know and we can help you get started. I mean, there's so many different things. I don't know what your garden goals are. So, I mean, the garden goals are infinite. Like, one of my garden goals I remember is I want to put more art type of cool things down. I was looking on Pinterest and there is so much garden art that looks so fun. So, you know, goals are so varied. Things can be so different. So what are your goals? If you have questions, I would love if you wrote to me, email me, let me know what are your goals, and I can try to be more specific in helping you. You know, with over 200 episodes under my belt, you have probably put in our search bar most of the things that you want to work on. So what's your biggest goal? What research do you need to accomplish your goal? You know, certainly if I can, and I'm always looking for ideas for guests. So, you know, are you going to do bees? You know, that's one of the things we've struggled with. We lost our bees a couple of years ago. You know, getting bees is just like a whole, like, you could take a university class in that. I mean, so time to do a little research. So today, day 4 might take you a little bit longer than some of the other challenges, but go ahead and get that research done. Or even at least say, I'm going to do this research this weekend. You know, for me, I couldn't do any of this during the week. It would have to be on the weekend. I'm only doing it today. And I'm kind of pushing myself, as you can tell. I'm trying not to yawn. It's 6 o'clock already on Tuesday, January 2nd. But I've been working on this. I have everything typed up. So it's just a matter of recording the episodes. And so I hope you like this. I hope it's something that you're interested in. It just seems very timely with New Year's resolutions and, you know, it's just a quick 8-day challenge. Did I mention that I put the 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper on sale on Amazon for the next 8 days for only $8.95? That you can get it there for $8.95 for the 2018 8-Day Garden Journal Challenge. And so I hope that, and you can download the first 30 days on any of these Garden Challenge pages, I think, so that you can get started before it comes in the mail. So I hope that things are good for you and you're having a wonderful 2018. I think I'm going to have to quit and finish lessons 5 through 8 tomorrow. But I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you love the podcast as much as I do. I talked to the funnest guy who's got a cricket farm and he's looking for fellow cricket farmers. If you've ever dreamed of being a cricket farmer, I think Mike and I are going to do it. Or it sounds pretty cool if we could figure out a place to keep them warm here. So, happy 2018, everyone. If there's anything we can do, like I said in the beginning, we came up with a free garden course, freeorganicgardencourse.com, to help people. Because, you know, what's our ultimate goal? The more earth-friendly environments out there, the more gardens, the more market farmers who are selling organic. You know, I read this thing the other day about how small market farms produce more food per acre than these large commercial things. And it's just so important. And so I hope you're having a great day. And if there's anything we can do for you, Happy New Year, and let me know. Hey, Green Future Growers. Don't forget to get your copy of the 2018 Organic Gardener Podcast Garden Journal and Data Keeper, available now at Amazon.com for $16.95. It's a place to keep track of your organic gardening journey, where you can record temperature, weather, recipes, produce that you grew, produce that you bought, and just all your successes and failures and challenges and dreams for the future, all your garden goals. Keep them track of them in one place. 225 pages that will go through each week of the year for the 2018 year. And just there's blank pages in there where you can sketch or write or do anything that will help you record your journey. So don't forget to get a copy of the 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper, available at Amazon. You can go to the organicgardenerpodcast.com/2018 for the link.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener Podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.